Hello, this is Anya McAndrew, and I'm here with Yasmin, who is in London. Yasmin, you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone. I'm Yasmin, and Anya, you're correct. I am in London at the moment, and I'm excited to share this co-creation with Anya, introducing our Issa Priestess Initiation Journey Phase 1.
Yes, and I'm here in the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina, so we're far, far away from each other, and we would like to start by calling in sacred space, because we know that by calling in the directions and the elements and the goddesses that we're going to have all the assistance that we need for this call. So we want to start with the East. The East is the place of fire. In shamanic astrology, this is also Aries, the warrior goddess. And Yasmin, I'll hand it over to you at this point.
Yeah. So with the East, we're going to call in the fire of Sekhmet that burns away all inhibitions and fears.
And in the South, we're going to call in the element of water. Thank you, water, for coming and joining us. And this is about emotional flow, emotional current, deep, powerful emotional energy.
And with that, we call in Yamanja, the goddess of oceans, and Oshun of the fresh waters that birth all life in the womb of creation, cleansing us of the residues of the past.
And let's all take a deep breath on that one. And in the West is the element of air. And this is a place of cosmic overview and the widest possible vision.
And with that, we call in Magdalene of the sweet song of creation, the notes of sense, and the winds of love that awaken the sleeping soul.
Beautiful. And in the North, we call in Earth. And, of course, with Earth, we call in the wisdom of the Earth, wisdom of nature, all the elements, and the ancestors.
We call in Isis, the great mother Isis, the bearer of fruits, the fruits of our loving thoughts and feelings that manifest our life with the magic of co-creation.
And in the center, we want to call in the as above, the so below, the as without, and the so within mysteries, and also the mysteries of multidimensionality, which we will be overviewing and exploring in this process. So acknowledging our multidimensional selves, that we are more than just this earth being. We have aspects of ourselves in all places, in all dimensions. And I also want to call in the center, I want to call in the oversoul of this priestess initiation journey, all of the phases, starting with phase 1, phase 2, going to phase 3.
And we call in the void, the center, the void, the great cosmic womb where the priestess and the priest merge as one.
Beautiful. And so now we want to look at a quote from a book by Judith Durick called The Circle of Stones. And I'm going to ask Yasmin to read this quote and to talk a little bit about it.
Yes, and before I begin, I've shifted the word divine, great mother, to divine feminine, because it feels like we are invoking the great mother in ourselves, and we're no longer requiring mothering. So we're invoking the divine feminine, which comes as a powerful ally, as a sister, or the great grandmother, and the great mother, and the daughter, so all the aspects of the feminine. And the quote reads like this: "How might your life have been different if deep within you carried an image of the divine feminine? And when things seemed very, very bad, you could imagine that you were sitting in the lap of the goddess, held tightly and embraced at last, and that you could hear her saying to you, 'I love you. I love you, and I need you to bring forth yourself.' And if in that image you could see the divine feminine looking to her daughters, her sister, her mother and grandmother, looking into each woman to reveal in her own life the beauty, strength, and wisdom of the great divine feminine, how might your life be different?"
A question that all who are listening can ask themselves. And, you know, we know that the truth is that 99% of us had no idea that there was a divine feminine, or who she was, or why she was not acknowledged, or why she was not present in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start with, you know, Yasmeen, why is this a woman's only event series? And let's both speak to that. And
mm-hmm,
I know from myself, yes, that from doing this work for many years, that feminine beings, and what we mean by that is beings who identify as primarily feminine, have certain pieces of work that they must do together. And I'm not sure that that will ever change as long as we have the masculine and the feminine on this planet. I think that we are, you know, coming together more and more in sacred union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also to acknowledge that we are living in a patriarchy, and this is a core piece that we are delivering, is that patriarchy within ourselves, and with the rise of the divine feminine, that we don't fight it outside, but we transform our inner patriarchy so that we are living in more ease and love and presence and power. And what I have found, and the truth that I can't deny, there is a deep feminine wound. And so womb to womb, woman to woman, doing this work and coming together in feminine circles, it starts to encourage and heal and empower us by also acknowledging the masculine in ourselves too. So we're not putting out or denying or not integrating this masculine piece. It's very important in the priestess work that we're doing. Yet women who come together tend to find more ease in empowering themselves womb to womb and heart to heart. And some women don't feel safe when there are male bodies in the room. So it is to also create a container of safety and power within women to dive deeper into this feminine wound.
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
Yeah.
Very well said.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, for 3,500 to 6,000 years on this planet, depending upon where patriarchy took hold first and last, that the feminine has been lost. And so our purpose here is to help restore her on every level. But we need to do this, as you said, within feminine human beings first. So we do this work with the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yasmeen, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves individually so that the feminine beings who are listening to this call can just kind of know a bit about who we are. And
mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and go first. And I have been doing work with women for about 41 years. I'm actually a psychotherapist by training, but my psychotherapy training, I was always interested in the spiritual and the holistic perspectives on psychotherapy, so I'm not traditional in any sense of the word. And I've found that through the years I've mostly worked with women. I also work with couples, and I do work with some men, but mostly with women. And for the past 17 years, I have taken all of my work as a psychotherapist and all of my work as a priestess, because I was initiated as a priestess and ordained as a priestess about 19 years ago, that I've taken all of that work and merged it into the facilitating of circles.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's me. And I, mm-hmm. again, I reside in the mountains of Western North Carolina.
Great. And I feel so blessed with your experience, Anya, to be co-creating this with you. Just want to acknowledge that. So I'm Yasmin, and I grew up in Egypt. And what got me into the priestess work is that I had initially, I was brought up in a very orthodox Islamic family, and I was veiled. I was very religious, and I was very much doctrinated in the patriarchy system. And it was only through my, number one, fiery, rebellious nature, but also my refusal to keep my life force somewhere held that was controlled and manipulated. So I broke free, and I took off these veils. And it's very symbolic that I started to unveil myself, starting to really release and integrate and live my wild, fiery, passionate nature that loves everything that is feminine. And part of me refuses to see it put down and pushed down because it's powerful, it's potent, and it's scary for people. And it's even scary for me because it's such a powerful force. So I feel like my life has been initiating me since a girl, and also with the Egyptian mysteries being brought up close to the pyramids and questioning life and questioning void and questioning existence. So that took me on a journey to where I am now, which includes a lot of study and practice and experience with yoga and meditation and theater and women's work and women's circle and facilitating at the moment with ISTA too, which is called the International School of Temple Arts. And some of you will have done this training too, the level 1, 2, and 3, and know how we work a lot with this integration of feminine and masculine and building power and not putting our emotional body on the side, but really starting to integrate our emotional body with our spiritual self and with our animal self. So it becomes a marriage. So this is part of my journey, and I feel really, I'm so blessed that I get to share this now with other women and with you, Anya. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Mm-hmm. I bow to all that amazing awakening and initiatory experience, and to your fire, Yasmin. It's exactly what we want to evoke and to mm-hmm. assist and to empower in the women that we work with. And I want to say here that we are not about making you a priestess. Mm-hmm. That if you carry the priestess vibration, if you're drawn to this work, then likely you carry the priestess vibration within you. And the only thing that we are here to do is to provide an initiatory journey to bring that priestess vibration all the way forward into your life. And if you mm-hmm. choose at the end of the phase 3 section of our work, you can be ordained, and we call that an ordination of the priestess. So it's an ordained priestess, which priestess is another word for minister.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit, Yasmin, about why we're actually doing this priestess initiation journey. I think it must be a little bit obvious by now, but let's just speak into some of that. And I'll just start. The first thing is that it's really for the personal and spiritual empowerment of each and every woman who feels called to it. Pretty much what I just said, you know, that if you have that vibration within you, then we want to assist you through these series of deep initiations to bring it all the way forward and to help you integrate it fully into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for me, the word here is embodiment. It's not about learning the props and all the techniques. There's just a deep and cellular embodiment of this code that we carry. So, yeah, embodiment.
Yes.
And
so,
it's also for all the...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's also for the women of the world that we can reach a tipping point of positive change and transformation for women throughout the world faster. So each woman or each being in a feminine body that starts to do this work has this butterfly effect on the rest of the planet. But it first starts in your being and in the world around you, in your family, in your community, in your tribe. And like that, it starts to ripple outwards.
And we also do this work for men so that we have powerful women who are willing to be examples for the men, to guide the men. You know, what I've noticed is that women typically are, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 years ahead of men. And I'm hoping that bit of the gap that ISTA is really helping to change that. I just know that you know, the ISTA school is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to empower the men in positive ways to be the change that they seek too, and also to empower and to really bring forth the healthy masculine within each of us.
Yes, absolutely. ISTA's doing amazing work with that. And it's also not just to be a powerful woman, but it's to be a powerful masculine in your feminine body so that we're no longer competing like the immature masculine loves to compete. So that competition and that competitive nature matures, and that we're actually allies and we're brothers too. We're sisters and we're also brothers. Even women and women are brothers too. And we can hold each other's back and stand in our maturity and in our strength together. And that's an important piece, like to be allies of the men too. And so they feel that support. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
And also we
Moving
do it
on.
For Gaia.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do it for Gaia. We do it for nature. We do it for the animals of the world and ultimately, you know, for the ascension of our planet into, you know, the fifth dimension. And we'll be talking about the dimension of love, the dimension of peace and plenty that we all desire on this planet. And we all have these fifth dimensional moments, you know, where we feel that. And we want to really, as you said, Yasmin, really embody that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that we can priestess our lives and the lives of our beloveds. And I love this word, like priestess the planet. That's beautifully said. Mm-hmm. So, Anya, why are we doing it in three phases? Do you want to share that?
Sure. So, for me, this work is the next level of my work. And it's been coming together for the past 41 years, as I said. And it's the combination, really, of my shamanic priestess work, my shamanic Magdalene work, which is the high priestess work, which has been in process for the past 17 years.
Beautiful. And just a little note I want to say on that, of three phases. It's like to honor the maiden, mother, and crone mysteries, those three phases in every being's life. So very simple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we'll be looking at those three phases maybe in a slightly different way, because we're going to be looking at the stages and the phases and the faces of the divine feminine in lots of different ways. So we'll take these three phases in 1 week each, and we'll be exploring all the initiations that we feel are essential for the priestess within us, each of us, to emerge. So each of the phases are slightly different, and we'll talk about
them. Yeah, I'll just mention them now, that the phase one is the fifth dimensional priestess and women's mysteries. Phase two is enlightening the shadow between women and releasing the patriarchy within, And phase three is the sacred marriage within, death, rebirth, emergence, and ordination.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Yasmin, let's look at these week-longs, how they look, and who's invited to join.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, who's invited to join? It's like any woman who has a level of spiritual desire to be on the priestess path and who is spiritually awakening and who has a degree of understanding women's mysteries. And if you have completed a ISTA level one, you feel you've already fulfilled that prerequisite. And if you haven't, we're going to ask you to fill out a questionnaire that we can see if this training is suitable for you right now in your life or not. And before you move on to level two or three, it's of course and logically important that you complete phase one. And you can stop at phase one, or you can feel the call to continue to phase two or do all three. And at the end, you're ordained as a minister, and that means, Anya, that the women can legally marry. In some countries, they can take part in ceremonies that marry people. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And actually, a big part of this work is teaching you. We have some teachings about what it means to actually do ceremony, and we call this living ceremony because it's not. We're not looking at formulas. We may be looking at some loose forms, but we're stepping into ceremony in a way that's alive, that pulls from our intuition, that is very intuitive, and that brings together the elements that are around us. So there will also be at the end of the third phase, there'll also be a certification. So if you decide that you do not want to be ordained, that you'll still be able to do ceremony, but the legal ordination allows you to actually marry in some countries. And sometimes it's a registration, and sometimes you don't need that at all in order to do that ministerial work. But all kinds of rites of passage are a part of the work of the priestess.
I love that, and I love that it just adds that proactive, being a proactive part of your community. So that's a great gift from the end of, well, it doesn't end, but at the end of phase three. Great. And just on that note, about the venues we're choosing are very special. The elements that are there, the land and some of the mysteries they already hold is a part of our journey. So it's not just a workshop space, but we're really calling in the elements and the land itself. So France is going to take part very close to the Magdalen lands, and a castle that actually birthed four queens that went off and married kings all around Europe. So it is a birthplace of queens. We're so blessed to have this incredible chateau and it's so exquisitely beautiful, which is a part of also of the priestess work. And the second one is in Egypt. So we're journeying with the Nile, with the winds, with the desert, with the fire, and with the temples of Egypt, these ancient temples that are coming back to life when we alive and bring back our own temples back to life. So it's beautiful locations, potent and powerful, supporting us in this work.
You've been out there as a world traveler scouting these places out for us. I've been stuck here in the U.S., but I'll be joining you in southern France in August. So I'm very grateful to you for your ability to go out in the world and find and priestess in the world, finding these places for the priestesses to meet.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I want to also say that each of these phases will be repeated a few times, maybe more than two, so that there's an opportunity for everyone who's called to find the phase that they're ready for, but always starting with phase one. So let's go ahead now. We talked about the titles of all three phases. The first phase is the fifth dimensional priestess and women's mysteries, and let's just talk about a quick overview of what we're going to be doing in phase one, which is both southern France or Luxor. I'll say the dates again. Southern France is August 9th to the 15th, and Luxor, Egypt, is November 11th through the 18th, and that's a boat down the Nile, which is just sounds absolutely wonderful.
And the boat is called the Queen, actually. Just so
oh
you
my
know,
gosh.
The name of the boat is El Malika, so she's a queen too. So we're it's all about the queen.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So our phase one mysteries include in all of the phases. They will include teachings, activations, and ceremonies, and a lot of deep sharing. Okay, so it'll be this combination of sharing and activations and teachings, and also, you know, the experiential. So let's just go ahead and go through a little bit of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. So we have wound clearings and activation ceremonies. So we're starting by clearing the womb and activating our womb space.
Beautiful.
Start and initiate ourselves, yeah.
And again, we've spoken to this before, but we'll be looking at the stages and phases of the feminine heroine's journey, including goddess storytelling.
We'll
be discovering our own personal feminine archetypes. I am a shamanic astrologer. We'll be working with your charts. And your own personal feminine archetypes show up not only in your life, and you'll be able to identify those intuitively, but also through your chart. So we'll be looking at what we call in shamanic astrology the old goddess, which is the moon, and the new goddess, which is Venus. And we'll also be looking at the wheel of the year and what the wheel of the year is. It's the Celts really started with the spring equinox and moved all the way through the solstices, the equinoxes, and the cross-quarter points of the wheel of the year. And we'll be looking at those, both for the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere.
Great. We're looking at the first blood maiden ceremonies and a living ceremony. We also have the foot washing or bathing ceremony. And in France, we have beautiful room for bathing that we will go through a bathing ceremony to honor the return of the priestess. And in Egypt, we have the Nile. So we're actually going to be able to bathe in the Nile. So either one.
And that's important because it really, there's a huge gap that women must cross in order to return to the priestess. And that gap is called patriarchy, you know, and it's part of the feminine journey to cross through patriarchy. So we'll be talking about that quite a bit, and because it's just an important piece to honor. And then also we'll be looking at an overview of the Ascension Mysteries. We'll be activating those. We'll be going deeper and deeper into the mysteries of multidimensionality in the other phases as well.
And we're creating a powerful intention statement for your walk as a multidimensional priestess. Everyone has their own unique code and print that, so we're not all going to be looking the same when we emerge. It's like, what is your own unique priestess emerging as, and creating a powerful intention statement with that. And also an initiation ceremony into the larger cauldron of the process.
Ending with that initiation ceremony. And those who want to go on to phase two can, and those who do not, this will be a complete week-long for you. So we want to just end our overview here with some questions for you to perhaps take down and answer for yourself. And I'll start with the first one. Again, how would your life have been different if you had the divine feminine in your life from the beginning?
And another question is, do you want to activate her now for the remainder of your days?
Powerful question.
Do
you want her in your life now? And then, do you feel the call of the priestess within you? Do you feel like you have her in there somewhere and she wants to come forward? She will tell you.
That's right. So feel into your heart, into your belly, into your womb if you're feeling the call. It's not a mental process. It's an embodied process. And when you're ready and if you feel that call, it's an embodied call. It will resonate and echo deep within your being, and we're here to support you with that, with any questions you have. So if you have questions and you want to reach out, please don't hesitate. Like, write to us. We're here and we welcome your questions, your emails. I'm even available on Skype, so you're welcome to have a short Skype call with me. There's a Skype already, mm-hmm. Skype note. So if you do want to reach out here, please write to me. It's Jasmeen, so jasmeen.templearts@gmail.com. Or Anya, your email is, do you want to say
Anya
your email?
Anya McAndrew at Gmail. A-N-Y-A-A is how you spell Anya. And McAndrew, just like it sounds, M-C-A-N-D-R-E-W, no S on the end, just McAndrew@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website where we have a web page for this ISTA priestess initiation journey, and it's a tab on the side of the page, and my website is pretty easy to remember. It's goddessontheloose.com, goddessontheloose.com. And you can ask us for an application. You would get your deposit in, and then we would send you all the preparation material. There is a bit of preparation. And come join us.
Right. You're also able to go on the ISTA website, and it's up there. Right now, it's only the France training. The Egypt training will be up soon, and it's School of Temple Arts. So for those of you who already know ISTA, it's www.schooloftemplearts.com.
Awesome. I would like to just acknowledge and close the directions now. Spirit Keepers of the East, thank you for being with us. Spirit Keepers of the South, thank you for being with us, including the goddesses, the energies, all the archetypes. Spirit Keepers of the West, thank you, thank you, thank you. Spirit Keepers of the North, ancestors, thank you. And Spirit Keepers of the Center, the as above, so below, as within, so without, multidimensionality, and our beautiful oversoul of this priestess initiation journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so we will say goodbye now, and thank you so much for being with us.
So much gratitude for this journey, and looking forward to receiving your questions, your presence, your journey with us, and journeying in this powerful journey together, which is the priestess initiation journey. It's potent, it's powerful, and it's so much needed right now on the planet. So much love to you, Anya, for your support and all the work that you've done and all the pieces that you bring and gift us with and for all the years and years of work and dedication and commitment to this work. So very grateful for your presence and your co-creation. So goodbye from me for now.
Thank you so much. Priestess on. All right. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Bye.